Readings and Remembrances, a ministry of the Orthodox Christian Network. I'm Roger Hunt. The reading is from St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 9, verses 2 through 12. Brethren, you are the seal of my apostleship in the Lord. This is my defense to those who would examine me. Do we not have the right to our food and drink? Do we not have the right to be accompanied by a wife, as the other apostles and the brothers of the Lord and Cephas? Or is it only Barnabas and I who have no right to refrain from working for a living? Who serves as a soldier at his own expense? Who plants a vineyard without eating any of its fruit? Who tends a flock without getting some of the milk? Do I say this on human authority? Does not the law say the same? For it is written in the law of Moses, "You shall not muzzle an ox when it is treading out the grain." Is it for oxen that God is concerned? Does he not speak entirely for our sake? It was written for our sake, because the plowman should plow in hope, and the thresher thresh in hope of a share in the crop. If we have sown spiritual good among you, is it too much if we reap your material benefits? If others share this rightful claim upon you, do we not still more? Nevertheless, we have not made use of this right, but we endure anything rather than put an obstacle in the way of the gospel of Christ. Today's Gospel is according to St. Matthew, chapter 18, verses 23 through 35. The Lord said this parable: "The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who wished to settle accounts with his servants. When he began the reckoning, one was brought to him and owed him 10,000 talents. And as he could not pay, his Lord ordered him to be sold with his wife and children and all that he had, and payment to be made. So the servant fell on his knees, imploring him, 'Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay you everything.' And out of pity for him, the Lord of that servant released him and forgave him the debt. But that same servant, as he went out, came upon one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii. And seizing him by the throat, he said, 'Pay what you owe.' So his fellow servant fell down and besought him, 'Have patience with me, and I will pay you.' He refused, and went and put him in prison that he should pay the debt. When his fellow servants saw what had taken place, they were greatly distressed, and they went and reported to their lord all that had taken place. Then his lord summoned him and said to him, 'You wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you besought me, and should not you have had mercy on your fellow servant as I had mercy on you?' And in anger his lord delivered him to the jailers, till he should pay all his debt. So also my heavenly Father will do to every one of you, if you do not forgive your brother from your heart." On this day, the 20th of August, we commemorate Samuel the prophet. This most holy man, a prophet of God from childhood, was the last judge of the Israelite people and anointed the first two kings of Israel. He was born in the 12th century before Christ in the city of Amathaim Sepha from the tribe of Levi, the son of Elkanah and Hannah. He was the fruit of prayer, for his mother, being barren, conceived him only after she had supplicated the Lord with many tears, wherefore she called him Samuel, that is, heard by God. As soon as Hannah had weaned him, she brought him to the city of Siloam, or Shiloh, where the ark was kept, and she consecrated him, though yet a babe, to the service of God, giving thanks to him with the hymn found in the third ode of the Psalter, "My heart hath been established in the Lord." Samuel remained in Siloam under the protection of Eli the priest. He served in the tabernacle of God, and through his most venerable way of life became well pleasing to God and man. While yet a child, sleeping in the tabernacle near the ark of God, he heard the voice of God calling his name and foretelling the downfall of Eli. For although Eli's two sons, Ophni and Phinehas, were most lawless and despisers of God, Eli did not correct them. Even after Samuel had told Eli of the divine warning, Eli did not properly chastise his sons, and afterwards, through various misfortunes, his whole house was blotted out in one day. After these things came to pass, Samuel was chosen to be the protector of the people, and he judged them with holiness and righteousness. He became for them an example of all goodness, and their compassionate intercessor before God. Far be it from me that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you. Yea, I will serve the Lord, and show you the good and the right way. When he asked them, having God as witness, if he ever wronged anyone, or took anyone's possessions, or any gift, even so much as a sandal, they answered with one voice, Thou hast not defrauded us, nor oppressed us, nor afflicted us, neither hast thou taken anything from anyone's hand. When Samuel was old, the people asked him for a king, but he was displeased with this, knowing that God himself was their king. But when they persisted, the Lord commanded him to anoint them a king, saying, They have not rejected thee, but they have rejected me from reigning over them. So Samuel anointed Saul, but Saul transgressed the command of God repeatedly. So Samuel anointed David. Yet since Samuel was a man of God, full of tender mercy, when the Lord told him that he had rejected Saul, Samuel wept for him the whole night long. And later, since he continued to grieve, the Lord said to him, How long wilt thou mourn for Saul? Having lived blamelessly some 98 years and become an example to all of a God-pleasing life, he reposed in the 11th century before Christ. Many ascribed to him the authorship of the books of Judges and of Ruth and of the first 24 chapters of the first book of Kings. Copyright Holy Transfiguration Monastery, Brookline, Massachusetts. Used by permission, all rights reserved. The preceding daily Bible readings and Lives of the Saints were automatically generated by the Greek Orthodox Archdiocese of America's Online Chapel Initiative and used with permission. They are produced by the Orthodox Christian Network. You can also receive these daily readings online via email, Facebook, or on your mobile phone by visiting www.goarch.org and www.myocn.net. If you enjoy listening to readings and remembrances, please consider donating to continue its production so it can be shared with the faithful throughout the world. You can do so by visiting our website at www.myocn.net or by calling us at 954-522-5567.